Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on The Bert Show.
All right, I got the story a little twisted here with Olivia. I thought she emailed us, and producer Tracy came in here before we're getting Olivia on. She said, tread lightly here. She doesn't really want to go on. Her friend emailed us about Olivia, and producer Tracy has sort of strong-armed her or asked her to come on. So she didn't do this voluntarily.
Okay.
So
you have to be respectful.
Right. Good morning, Olivia. You're on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
All right. You've got to give us some history here because this could be great. All right. So you are planning on moving in with two different dudes, two different locations, and you're hoping they don't find out about it.
Yes, that is what I'm doing this weekend.
Wow.
All right. History on these guys. You got to bring us up to speed.
Okay. So one of them lives in Midtown, and I've been dating him for about 5 months. Mm-hmm. I like him. He's pretty well-to-do. He's got a really beautiful, fully furnished condo. It's close to where I work. We go out a lot together. We have a good time. And then the other one lives in Kennesaw, and I've been dating him for 4 months, casually. I actually like him more, but he's broke. He's just pretty flat.
And he's
got like a totally empty apartment, so all my furniture is going to go there. And it's pretty far from where I work. But he's really sweet. He plays guitar. We stay home a lot together. And, you know, I like them both.
It's like Prince and the Pauper.
What?
I said it's like Prince and the Pauper. You have one guy who's rich, who you kind of like, but you like him better because he's got all the money. And the other guy who's, you know, the sweet guitar playing, you know, creative time.
Well, and who's broke. Don't underestimate the commute. I mean, Midtown's closer to her work.
Right. So there are some benefits
that
there.
That is a really big deal in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's actually a quality you look for a guy now.
Yes.
Especially when it's the better apartment.
Yes, exactly.
So how do you think you're going to pull this off, though? I mean, obviously, especially when you move in with somebody, I'm going to state the obvious, that you're elevating the relationship. So how do you think you're going to be able to just hang out with one guy one day and the other guy the other day?
Well, my mom is going through a divorce right now. Mm-hmm. So I've told both guys that, you know, they both knew that my lease was up at the end of January. And, you know, I said, yeah, they both asked me to move in with them. And so I said, yes, but my mother is going to need a lot of moral support right now, so I'll probably only be there half the time while I'm helping her with the divorce.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Now, if this was a dude, you'd be coming down on her so hard. All y'all would. Hypocrites.
Well, we talked yesterday. Well, Jen's the only one that called her brilliant, by the way.
I'm impressed that she's been able to think through all the angles of this plan.
Because we talked, we talked yesterday about guys who've like lived double lives and that kind of thing. So,
well, we talked to somebody yesterday whose mother-in-law faked a relationship for 25 years. He lied to her. Mm-hmm. She was the one lying. Mm-hmm.
No, he lied to her.
He did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talked yesterday about the guys doing it. So this is unique because I have rarely heard of a woman living with two guys and trying to, you know,
you
play them both.
This. You can't pull this off.
Do these guys both think that you're exclusive with them?
Well, we haven't, like, they've never said, like, are you seeing other people? They've never asked me flat out.
You're moving in with a guy.
It's assumed.
Do they call you girlfriend? Like, do they use the word girlfriend?
Jen, she's moving in with a guy. When you move in, it's assumed that it's an exclusive relationship.
They call me their girlfriend.
What?
They both call me their girlfriend.
Okay.
They both think that you are only seeing them. You're moving in with a guy.
You're cheating on both of them with the other.
Yes. I mean, call it what it is, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have two boyfriends.
Okay.
So I just don't know it.
So which day are you moving into the guy in Kennesaw's house, and which day are you moving into the guy in Midtown's house?
So Kennesaw guy is coming to help me move on Saturday. His apartment is totally empty, so all of my furniture is going to his place.
Okay.
And Midtown guy thinks that I sold all my stuff on Craigslist this week. And so, you know, I told him I'm going to pack up the rest of it on Saturday. I don't need your help. But Kennesaw guy is going to be at my place helping me on Saturday. And then, you know, I'll move over there. Then Sunday morning, I'll go back to my place. And Midtown guy is going to come over and help me clean it so that I can get my security deposit back.
You're going to be exhausted.
Wow.
You're going to be exhausted. So basically,
if I, you know, if I can pull off this weekend, I think I can pull off the living arrangement.
Where are your clothes going?
Keep them. What?
Where are your clothes going?
Oh, I'm dividing them half and half. But I think that probably more of my work clothes will go to Midtown guy's house since it's closer to my office.
There's no way you're going to be able to pull this off.
So you got your mom excuse for the moment. But if someone's living with me and they don't spend the night with me every night, I think I'd get suspicious. Like, how are you going to pull this off once the mom issue's done, if you make it that long?
I haven't thought that far ahead. I'm just going to keep this up as long as I'm enjoying it.
Well, you're going to end up liking one more than the other.
She already does.
Well, and yeah, I already kind of like Kennesaw guy more.
So why not just go with Kennesaw guy?
Right.
Because he's broke.
Too much all-in commitment for me at this point.
Too much what?
All-in commitment. She's not ready.
But you're
moving in. She don't want to be with the broke. Exclusively.
It's going to be more difficult of a challenge if you decide you like the Midtown guy better, because then all of a sudden you're going to have all this furniture. He's going to be like, when'd you buy all this?
There's something comical about it, but obviously so wrong. Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hi. I want to say I love you, but this makes me so mad. This woman, she has two guys to pick from, and there's people out there that can't even get one guy, and she's going to play both of them. I hope both of them find out about each other, and she ends up lonely with no one.
Well, and this would totally change if they both knew about each other.
Right.
I mean, but I don't know any guy that would go for that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if they both knew what the situation was, then it's...
No problem.
Yeah,
it's your
fair game,
right.
Sure. But the fact that they don't have a clue about each other, they don't even know that you're dating another guy, going to dinner with another guy, changes everything. You're being so deceptive on two different levels.
Yeah, you're cheating on both of them.
But you know that. I'm not schooling you. Here's Cassie. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. I just want to say that Bert said something a little bit ago that I agree with. This girl is a scumbucket, deceptive liar. All the times that the guys are on, we sit there and say, the girls gang up and say, this guy is trashy. This girl is trashy. Why are not the girls standing up for, come on, be a lady.
I just said that she was cheating on both of them.
You would be yelling at, if Olivia was Eddie, you would be yelling at this guy right
now. I never supported what she's doing. I'm just listening to her be arrogant about it. She's cheating on both of them.
I mean, a little tickled that she's actually pulling it over on two dudes.
I'm not tickled by that because I think that...
You are.
I don't think she's going to pull it over.
I don't think so either.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that she's thought through the whole plan. But I don't think she's going to pull it off.
Definitely not.
It would be comical.
I mean, and then on the same token, I mean, she's, it's also not just that she's cheating on both of them, but she's choosing a guy. The only reason she's cheating on the creative musician type is because he's not rich enough. Like, she's going for rich dude. So there were some people that would assume that you're whoring yourself out because he's got a place near your work and... He's, rich, and you're moving in with him just for those reasons. Because you even admitted you don't like him as much as the other guy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Greg, here you have Olivia. She's planning on moving in with two different dudes in two different places this weekend.
Well, first off, she's going to want bitterball tickets, apparently. But really, what's she going to do on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, how are you going to manage that?
That's a good one.
How are you going to manage that?
With my mother going through the divorce.
Oh, please.
What, am I going to leave her alone on Valentine's Day? That's what's going to hate me the most.
She got it all worked out.
Does your mom know you're doing this?
No, my mom does not know I'm getting married.
Okay, I was going to say, because if mom's is in on it...
Then it's triply wrong right there. Totally.
For sure.
All right, I think Monday when we talk to you, you're going to say that you didn't pull it off. One of these guys is going to find out about it, but we got to check back with you on Monday morning.
Okay. I mean, I just, you know, I want to repeat that I did not ask to come on the air.
Right.
Right.
I twisted my arm,
right.
And so...
You're right.
You know, I don't really want to sit here and be ridiculed.
You're right.
Talked about in the third person. We'll talk about you
on Monday.
Come on the show.
You're right. We asked you to come on. And actually, you
Maybe
know what? As a present for coming on, I'm actually going to put you on with a virtual listener that agrees with what you're doing. Go ahead, Angela. You're on Q100.
I have to completely agree with Olivia. More power to her.
Come on.
More power to her. You know what? Guys do it all the time.
Oh,
but you know what? I have to say, I've been in this situation before. I've never moved in with two different guys, so that's a little pushing it for me. But as for dating two different guys and having fun with it, why not?
That's not dating two different guys, no big deal. But if you were saying, I commit to you to the point I'm moving in with you,
What do you mean dating two different guys isn't a big deal?
If you're not committed.
So long as they know each other.
Dating's a verb. That's what we've been talking about.
As long as they know about each other.
Yes,
but I mean,
if you say I'm not exclusive to one person.
Even if you're committed to them. I mean,
are you serious?
Then that's what she wants to do. More power to her.
So you feel like guys have been doing this, so this is even.
Totally. If she has nothing else to lose, why not?
Right. Well, yeah, that's the solution. Lower your standards. Perfect. Right. That's what women should do. Right.
Olivia, we will talk to you on Monday, and we will not judge. And when you're on the radio.
No, I was being facetious. I was being sarcastic. You don't have to thank me for that comment.
We'll talk to you on Monday, Olivia.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.